The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Samach. The Gemara discusses someone who is measuring the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, and along the way, cuts through a different city. That means near the city where he started Shabbos, or near the place in the field where he may have started Shabbos, and after his Dal Amos, he begins counting the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos. He comes across a different city, and this city is in the middle of the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos of his. And the Gemara says that there's a halacha, that the whole city is considered like Dal Amos. And he does not have to go with the accurate measurement of the city, but rather, if the city is 500 amos long, for example, he could treat it like 4 amos, and gain an additional 496 amos afterwards. But the Gemara is mechalik, the Gemara differentiates. That means that if the whole city is included in the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, for example, after measuring 1,000 amos, he hit this city or this small town, and this city or town went for 500 amos, and afterwards, there would still be room for another 500 amos. So not only does he get the last 500 amos of his Tchum Shabbos, but he has the right to treat the 500 amma long city as 4 amos, and thus gains an additional 496 amos afterwards. However, if one first measured, for example, 1,800 amos, and then he bumps into a city, and the city is 500 amos long, and thus the end of the city is 2,300 amos, more than 2,000 amos, away from where the person was Shabbos, where the person started Shabbos and he's beginning his measurements from, then he does not have the right to consider the city as 4 amos, and his Tchum Shabbos ends exactly when he hits the 2,000 amos point. It could be in the middle of the city, it could even be in the middle of a building, it could be in the middle of a room, even in the middle of a house, in the middle of a room, that is where his 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos end. Now, we know from learning this parak that there's such a thing as ibra ir, something which extends the city. It's not part of the city itself, but it extends the city. There could be a batim, which are ma'abra, the city, the houses or buildings which jut out of the city, as discussed in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, and in the b'raisa daftan hayim abeis, which are ma'abra, ma'ir, could extend the city. There's a lach of karfeif, shitas avi meir, in the Mishnah daftan zayin, that before you start counting the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, you first give a 70 amma karfeif of ibra ir, area called Ibra Ir, extension of the city, which is before you start measuring 2,000 amos. Now, what is that halacha if one is measuring his 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos? And let's just say, for example, after 1,450 amos, he bumps into another city, a small town, and that town, let's say, is 500 amos long. So that town now ends 1,950 amos into your Tchum Shabbos, but you still have the 70 and 2/3 amos of Ibra Ir, of the karkif of Ibra Ir, of the extension of the city. And the Ibra Ir, if that's considered part of the city, would now make the city extend out of your 2,000 amos to about 2,020 amos. And we said that the halacha is that with kol sevedal sevachatzi a year, if your 2,000 amos end before you've gotten to the end of the city, when you're still in the middle of the city, you do not have the right to consider the city as 4 amos, and you do not get any additional footage in that direction. But if the Ibra Ir, the extension of the city, is not considered a part of the city, then we would say that the city ended 1,950 amos into your Tchum Shabbos, and the whole city is included in your 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, and then you have the right to turn around and treat that whole city, that whole 500 amos city, as if it were a Dal Amos, as if it were a 4 amos. So what is the halacha of Ibra Ir, of an extension of a city, in regards to the halacha of Kol Sevidasa B'Seif HaTchum, Kol Sevidasa B'Chatzia, or Kol Sevidasa B'Seif Ir, Kol Sevidasa B'Chatzia Ir? So the Rishonim brings from the Ravid, and there's Yesod, there's a concept that we say, Ibra L'Hakov L'El HaHachmer. That which Chazal creates such a concept of Ibra Ir, such a musig, such an idea of Ibra Ir, an extension of the city, was only said l'kula, was only said to create leniencies, and not l'hachmer, not to create stringencies. It only could work for you, it cannot work against you. So, if you have an ir that starts 1,000 amos into your Tchum Shabbos, it goes for 500 amos, not only could you treat the whole 500 amos as if they were 4 amos, but you could take the whole, you could also take the 70 amos before the ir and the 70 amos after the ir, the Ibra ir in both sides. So now you have an area of about 641 amos that are considered part of the city, including the Ibra ir, and treat it all as 4 amos. However, in the other case that we discussed, where the city ends, let's say 950 amos into your measurements, and now by treating the Ibra ear as a part of the city, it would get you past 2,000 amos, and you would no longer have that lock of kol sevadas of sefer ear. You would lose out. So then we do not treat the Ibra ear as a part of the city, and we say the city ends at the end of the city proper at 950 amos, and you have the right to take the 500 amos city now and treat it as if it were 4 amos and gain an additional 496 amos after the 2,000 amos point. This halacha that the Rishonim bring b'shem the Ravin is kapaskan by the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Ches. Then kol sevadas of sefer ear, if your measurement ended at the end of the city, even though there's still an Iber to the city, the whole city is like Dal Amis. We do not say that the Iber of the city is considered like the city, to work against you, only to work in your favor. Yeah, the Ramah brings it from the in the parentheses, it says it comes from the Rav Magid in the Chashavas, but the source for this actually is the Ravid. The Rishonim got this from the Ravid, that we say Iber Lahakal v'loy Lahachmer. Now the same would apply in regards to Ribuah Ha'ir. If you have the ribua of a city, the squared off part of a city, we said it from the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, we said the Chaznish, in several places it says very clearly like this, that the ribua of a city, the area that you gain around the city by squaring of the city, has the din of Ibra ear. So if it works for your benefit, you could treat the ribua as part of the city, and that will be part of the area, if it's called Sabidas Vesef ear, it's part of the area you would count elf as only being Gadal Amos. However, if it works against you, if it's going to take you out of your 2,000 Amos, then you have the right to say that the ribua of the city is not part of the city, and that the city ends at the actual city limits, by the last house of the city, and say that's called Sevidas Sefer Ir, at that point, that the city ended at that point within your 2,000 amos of Tum Shabbos, and you'll treat the whole city as Dal Amos, and you'll disregard, for these purposes, you'll have the right, for your benefit, to disregard the ribua of the city, because ribua of the city has the same halacha as Ibra Ir, it's an extension of the city. Now, there's another case which we have to discuss. We have in the Gemara Nafnan Hayim Aleph, a chalal keshes or a chalal gam. If you have a city that is shaped like a keshes, like a rainbow, or as a gam, it's a Greek letter gam, let's say it's shaped like an L, and the open area between the two sides of the keshes, or between the two legs of the gam, is less than 4,000 amos, we view it, kilui moli bati mechatzeres, as if it is full of houses and courtyards, we view it as if it's filled up, and we treat it like a part of a city. Now, what halacha does the chalal gam, what halacha does this area have, this open area, that because it's enclosed on its sides by the various parts of the city, it has the din as if there are houses there and courtyards there? Do we really treat it as if there's houses there and have the din of the ear asma, the ear proper, the city itself? Or do we treat it as ibra ear? And this is the very simple nafkamina, the halacha ramifications would be, if you start measuring your 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, and you come across a city which is shaped like a keshes, like a gam, like a bow, or like an L, and your 2,000 amos end in the middle of the halal keshes, of this open area in the middle of the keshes or gam. So, do we have the right to say that this area in the middle of the keshes or gam is not part of the city, and say that kol sevadas b'sefer ear, and the part of the city that you cross is treated like 4 amos, and then you gain more footage afterwards towards your Tchum Shabbos? Or do we say that as if it's considered as if your 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos ended in the middle of the city itself, in the middle of the city proper, and you can only walk up to that exact point, be it wherever it is? So this is a shiloh about the chalal keshes agam, if it has the halacha of the city proper, of the ear, or if it has the halacha of ibra ear. Now, there's another halacha ramification of this shiloh, if chalal keshes agam, the open area in the middle of a keshes agam, has the halacha of the city itself, or as an ibra ear, as an extension of the city. And this is in regards to the halacha of Mishai Tziyu. We learned in the fourth parak, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Erevin, that Goyim forcibly take someone out of a city, and then Hechsiru, they bring him back, or let's say they put him later on into another city. So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Shittas Rishonim, that Nasnu Akum, if Goyim put him out of the Tchum into a Dira Sam or an enclosed area, Oyv Ir Acheres, or into a different city, Mukevas Choyma, the Dira, which is surrounded by a wall for Dira, then he gets the whole city. Many Rishonim, from the Ramban on down, disagree with this and feel that even if the city is not a walled-in city, as long as they put you into a different city, even if it's not walled-in, it's not Mekavos Chaim, it's not walls, still you gain the whole city. L'halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says in Bir Halacha, in Siman Tov Hei, that one, L'chatchila, has to do like the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be a walled-in city, and if one is placed forcibly into a city that's not walled-in, he can only walk 4 amos. But the halacha says that it could be that b'shas hachak, in extenuating circumstances, we could depend on the opinion of the Ramban, allow the person to walk around the whole city, even if it's not fenced in, if he was forcibly put there against his will. Now the Magen Avraham brings down the Maril, and he says that the same thing is said by the Shulta Gibur, b'shem the Riaz, but he brings a clearly lashon of the Maril, that discusses a case where a city is shaped like a keshes, and the goyim brought the person between the Rosh Ha'ir, between the two heads of the city, between the two legs of the keshes, he's put into the halal keshes, and the maril is of the opinion that that if the goyim put the person between the two legs of the keshes, that means the middle of the halal keshes, in this open area that Allah is ruinous, so we view it as if it's full of houses or courtyards, but actually there's nothing there. So the maril is of the opinion that one can now walk in the entire city, the entire halal keshes, even the entire city itself. And the Magen Avraham takes out from this, mash for the Sfir Lei, we see from this that the Maril is of the opinion, the Burah Shal Ir Kalir, Shkir, that the extension of a city has the Halach of the city itself. That means the Magen Avraham feels that the Chalal Keshes, the open area in the middle of the city, does not have the Halach of the city itself, but it only has the Halach of Burah Shal Ir, an extension of the city. And therefore the Magen Avraham sees in this that the Maril is of the opinion, not only not like the Rishonim, which are Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, but even not like the Ramban. Even the Ramban, who says that the city doesn't have to be walled in, fenced in, the Ramban says that they have to put you, the Goyim have to put you in the city proper. But if they put you in the Burah Shalir, an extension of the city, you do not gain the whole city, you cannot walk around the whole city. He says that if they put you in the city itself, then not only can you walk around the whole city, you can even walk around the Burah Shalir. But if they put you in the Burah Shalir, an extension of the city, you cannot now walk around the whole city, you can only walk 4 amas. The Maril says that if they put you in a Halal Keshes, you gain the whole city, and the Magen Avraham takes out from this that the Maril is of the opinion that Iburah Shel Ir, the extension of the city, is like the city itself. So we know very clearly now that the Magen Avraham is of the opinion that Halal Keshes is considered Iburah Shel Ir, and therefore in regards to our Halacha, Nafsamach of Kol Sabidas B'Seif Ir or B'Chatzia Ir, if someone's 2,000 Amos end in the middle of a Halal Keshes, he has the right to say Ibra Lahak of Lela Hachmir, that we will disregard the fact that this open area has a Halacha of Bottom Chatzias, of as if there are houses and courtyards there, and rather we will say that Kol Sabidas B'Seif Ir, that the actual part of city which the 2,000 Amos crossed will be considered like Dalad Amos, and we will disregard the halacha of this Halal Keshes. We will say that Ibra Lahak of Lel Hachmir, we will disregard the fact that the Halal Keshes, inner part of the Keshes, is treated as an extension of the city. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Now the Chazon Ish, in Simuk of Tess, when he discusses the halachas of Mishai Tziyu of the fourth parak, he disagrees with this Magen Avraham, and he says the Maril could be in agreement with the Ramban, because he says that the Halal Keshes is not considered a simple Iburah Shel Ir. Now from a simple reading of this Chazon Ish, one would think that the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that Halal Keshes has the halacha of the city itself, and therefore in regards to the Kol Sabidas B'Seif Ir, if one's 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of a Halal Keshes, in the middle of this open area of a city shaped like a Keshes, like a bow, one would say that the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that we cannot say Ibra Lahak of Lela Hachmir. Rather, the whole Halal Keshes is considered part of the city itself, which it's in the middle of, and one's 2,000 Amos would then end exactly at that point where 2,000 Amos, where the measurement ended, and he would not have the right to disregard the inner part of the Keshes and say that the part of the city which he crossed is considered like 4 Amos. That's what the conclusion one would draw from this Chazon Ish. However, there's a Mefurish Chazon Ish in Simuk of Yud that expressly says, not like this. The Chazon Ish says that if one is measuring 2,000 Amos, and if 2,000 Amos end in the middle of a Halal Gam, which is also exactly the same, it's treated as if it's Bottom Echatzeris, houses or courtyards there, and the Pashtas is the Halal Kesh and the Halal Gam have the exact same halacha. And I heard from Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita, he feels very strongly that there's no room for differentiation between Halal Keshes and Halal Gam. That's the Mashmois and the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. And the Chazon Ish discussing this Halal Gam says that if it's Kol Sabidasa, if one's 2,000 Amos end in the middle of the Halal Gam, he has the right to say Ibra Lahak of Loyla Hachmir and treat the part of the city that he crossed as if it's Dalad Amos. And he does not have to worry about the fact that the Halal Gam is Kilo Moli Bottom Chatzer as if it's full of houses, because the Halal Gam has a Loch of Ibra Ir, and we can say Ibra Loch of Lela Hachmer, when it's working against us, we have the right to disregard a Loch of Ibra Ir of the extension of a city. Now, even though this would seem to be a steer to the Chazon Ish by Mishai Tziyu V'Yachziru, there are ways to differentiate between the two of them. If you look carefully at the Chazon Ish, Simuk of Tess, well, it's beyond the scope of our discussion right now, but if we look carefully at the Chazon Ish, you'll see that he's not saying a general halacha about Halal Keshes, he's saying a specific halacha Gabi Hotziyu V'Yachziru, that the Ramban differentiates between the city itself and the Iburah Shel Ir, and that this only applies to certain types of Iburah Shel Ir, but there are certain forms of Iburah Shel Ir, and even the Ramban would agree, that it has the halacha of the city itself in regards to Hotziyu V'Yachziru, and therefore the Ramban and the Maril could be in agreement with each other. But other forms of Iburah Shel Ir, both the Ramban and the Maril would say that they do not have a halacha of Hotziyu V'Yachziru, and if the Goyim place one there, one does not get back the whole city. However, regardless, in regards to our conversation, we have a Mefurish Chazon Ish in Simuk of Yud that says in regards to Kol Sabidas B'Seif Ir that even a Halal Keshes have the halacha of Ibra Ir that we say Ibra Lahok of Lela Hachmer, and one may say Kol Sabidas B'Seif Ir that the city part that was crossed is considered like Dal Amis. And we also have a Mefurish Magen Avraham that says like this. We have a Mefurish Magen Avraham that says that Halal Keshes definitely has the halacha of Ibra Shel Ir. The Magen Avraham says even in regards to the halacha of Mishai Tziyu of the fourth parak. Therefore, I received a psak from Shlomo Miller Shlita that when we're dealing with a chalak kashas a chalagam in regards to the kol and bedos of sef yir, certainly one could say that it's ibra lahokav leil hachmir, and one has the right, when it works out better for the measuring purposes, to disregard the fact that the inside of the kashas agam is treated as if it's full of houses and courtyards, kilomoli bottom katzeris, and say kol and bedos of sef yir, that the city part that was crossed in the measurement is considered like 4 amos. And not the part that is empty, not the Chalal Kashas Agam, that is based on the Magen Avraham and the Chaznish and Simuk of Yud. The Chalal Kashas, the Chalal Agam, in regards to the halacha of Dav Samach, definitely have a halacha of Ibra Ir. It's the same as the Ibra Ir, the extension of the city that goes 70 amas out of the city, that the Ravid says in the Ramah Paschim of the halacha, that we have the right to say Ibra Lachav Lachamir. It's only considered part of the city if it's to make lenient, not to make more stringent, not to make worse for us. And the Ribua Ha'ir, the squared off part of the city has Zalokha, as well as Chalal Kashas Agam, as well as the inner part of a Kashas Agam that is not full of houses, it has Zalokha Ibra Ir in regards to our Halacha.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the base of Ad Halacha Center.